This is Every Man's Battle with Stephen Arterburn. Stephen Arterburn is the best-selling author of over 50 books, including the Every Man's Battle series concerning men's moral integrity issues.
You might remember him as Doubting Thomas, but I think that Thomas would have protested. He'd say, "I'm just a realist." If you're the type of guy who doesn't fall for rumors, who likes to be sure of things before believing in them, you'd connect with Thomas. He would have made a great journalist, scientist, or police officer. He didn't care for speculations. He wanted the facts. That's why after Jesus' resurrection, Thomas didn't immediately believe the reports of the risen Lord. Thomas wasn't ready to believe in Jesus' resurrection because he hadn't truly heard what Jesus said about his death. Yet when the resurrected Jesus showed up in the room with Thomas present, he neither scolded nor ignored his disciple. Apparently, it was all right for Thomas to be a show-me guy. Jesus openly invited him to step up and touch the scars of the crucifixion. "Put me to the test," he seemed to be saying. "I can stand the scrutiny." Jesus told Thomas that while he'd believed on the basis of seeing evidence, other people in days to come would believe without visual proof and would be blessed for doing so. That's where you and I come in. You don't get to see what Thomas and the others saw, at least physically. But you don't have to be gullible to be a Christian, nor should you be a cynic. Put Jesus to the test, friend. He can stand the scrutiny.
This has been Every Man's Battle with author, speaker, and New Life Ministries founder, Stephen Arterburn. If you'd like information about New Life's Every Man's Battle workshops that help men achieve sexual integrity, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This Every Man's Battle program has been sponsored by New Life Ministries.